And we are back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengaus, Monique Donnelly, and we are in studio with a, well, you know what? If you've ever been to Real Life Church, if you've ever had the experience to be up there and see the percussionist that is up there, there's a bunch of them, but there's a drummer that's up there that's pretty amazing. And not the big, tall one. There's a big, tall one up there that is like 6
okay, just tell them who's in the studio.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm just telling them. You know.
Is that a lead-in or what?
Not the curly one or the curly hair.
Should I apologize for not being tall?
Yeah.
He's tall, but he's not 7 feet tall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Kiefer.
In the house.
In studio. Our drummer, welcome. Our buddy from Real Life Church, for sure.
Yeah,
thanks
welcome.
For being here.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're really more than just a drummer, right?
Well, you know, I think other drummers would take offense to that remark. Just a drummer.
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, really.
It's just like just an extra.
You spin a lot of plates.
I do.
Okay,
absolutely.
So other titles you have other than drummer. Not just a drummer, because drummers are amazing.
Well, thank you. My career is a film editor right now, and my background
and
is
recently hired by
Disney.
Very cool.
Working for Disney right now. And
can you say what you're editing over there?
I am working on a show called Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Nice!
And it's based on the Cars world.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
John Lasseter. He's overseeing our show, and
cool.
So far likes it.
Nice. Good.
So
it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're the guy that gets the slice and dice. They do all of their work and everything else, and then it comes to you and you go,
I work on a team of editors. I'm the second editor on this show. The senior editor is a good friend, great guy who's been in the industry forever, cutting films. He cut American Tail, Cats Don't Dance, Chicken Little, and many, many more other big films. Right. So I'm getting to work with a guy like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
So how does a drummer go from being a drummer to a film editor? Well, what in the world?
Well, it's the same thing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's about the same. Well, there are some things that do help me in it because of being a drummer. But basically, after college, we moved to Tulsa. I got married, moved to Tulsa. And during my 11 years there, I, played drums professionally for everybody I could. And
professionally meaning what? Albums, for film scores, for what?
Whatever was coming through, you know. Yeah. I mean, in
live
Tulsa,
gigs.
There's not a lot of film scores happening in Tulsa.
Okay,
but
well, yes.
Studio.
But yeah, a lot of studio stuff, a lot of live stuff.
Cool.
Whatever I could get my hands on.
Yeah.
I got interested in recording. Friend of mine said, you should open up a recording studio. And so, okay, that's a good idea.
Why not?
And so I did and started doing records for people.
Nice.
And while I had that studio, I had a friend who was working at a church that had a TV and film department. And he was totally, you know, pulling his hair out. He was really, really busy on this film. He said, can you come and help me put sound effects on this scene, this gunfight scene? I'm like, well, I don't know what to do. He said, I'll show you. So I did it for him, and I fell in love with putting sound to picture.
Cool.
And once I decided right then and there, I want to migrate my business, my career over to this.
Sound design.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And really got into it. Started working for a production company locally. Met a guy from out here who said, you need to move to L.A.
Yeah.
I think you could do okay out there. So I moved out here in 01. 10 days before 9/11 happened.
Good timing.
Good. Yeah. It was fantastic timing.
Well, it could have been New York.
So, but God was faithful, and he showed it in this way. We moved in. We bought a house in right next to where Real Life Church is right now. And the night we moved in, I met a guy from across the street, and he was a props designer for Warner Brothers Animation. He said, so what do you do? I said, well, I'm a sound editor, a sound designer. And he goes, yeah, okay. He wasn't real impressed. He came over. He came over in a couple of weeks when I had my studio set up. And he goes, oh. He looked at all the gear, and he goes, you're for real? Okay.
Yeah, you're legit.
Hey, do you have a demo? I want to give it to my you know, her guy. And so that started a and I think that was a God thing right there. I mean, because I spent the next 6 years on and off working at Warner Brothers and really enjoying some of the stuff I got to do there.
Yeah.
And we are in studio with Mark Kiefer right here at KKLA 99.5 FM. You are listening to Worship Factory, worshipfactory.net. Get online, get connected. You know, it's really amazing. I've got a friend who, Rob Pratt, that works over there with on the Plane project as well. And he just says what a great project that it is, and just such so much fun, but so much work. And Lasseter, obviously it's John Lasseter, and he can be animation world, he is the top of the list. John Lasseter. You don't get more than Pixar or John Lasseter, right. That's for sure.
Right. Incredible. Yeah, Rob's one of our storyboard artists and a really great guy. It's a great company to work for right now. I'm really enjoying it. I've only been there about 6 months. I spent some time in between Warner Brothers working for Jim Henson Company and then on an independent film and now over there. So
wow.
Really, really loving it.
You know, from percussion, you know, you see somebody, it just goes to show you never know who that you're watching when you're on stage as far as a creative. And, you know, you go to church and sometimes you know, you really enjoy the worship time and you listen to some phenomenal players. And then you find out that's not all they do. You know, they're not just playing or they're not playing guitar or drums or singing. They actually have another life as far as that goes. And some in the creative field, some not. But it's incredible that you migrated into sound and what you're doing. Your wife, we've had Shauna, obviously, on the show. And she was talking about you go everywhere with your recorder and you pull out and just pop out.
Let's talk about that.
Uh-huh. Not everywhere.
Your son came with your wife and was telling some cute stories, like, you know, he was like, "Oh, Dad, here's a cool sound. Get your mic.
Yeah, they're always on the lookout for me.
For cool sounds.
I mean, I didn't explain earlier is that I went through a period in 08 that my work at WB was finished. They laid me off, and I went months and months without work. Mm. God provided some you know, little jobs here and there.
So.
Yeah, I went up to Skywalker and did some mixing up there for a little bit. But, I mean, that was it. And for about 6 months, I had nothing other than that. And a producer friend of mine called me and said, "Hey, you can cut picture, right? My whole experience has been in sound." I said, "Yeah, sure." And
as you're supposed to say.
Right.
Exactly.
And I had done it a little bit on my own, you know, but not on that, you know.
Feature film.
Yeah. And then she said, "Well, I've got a TV show. It's called Dinosaur Train, and I want you to cut it for me." So I went in and did that. And then so over the last 3 years, I've kind of migrated again from sound to picture editing, even though I'm still doing a lot of sound work on the side. Mm-hmm. Just had a movie I sound supervised come out last month called The Lamp, which is a wonderful Christian movie.
Cool.
The Lamp.
Yeah, The Lamp.
The Lamp.
Look it up. It's really, really good. Tracy Trost, a friend of mine from Tulsa, directed it, wrote it and directed it. And it's worth checking out.
Is it going to be in the theaters?
No. I think it had a short run just for, you know,
Some DVD
qualifications. But it's on DVD now.
Cool.
Awesome.
And
hey, Mark, can you let people know where they can find your stuff? I know you have a website, right?
I have a blog that I ignore on a regular basis.
I love it.
It's miscellaneouscreativity.com.
Cool.
Or easier, you could just do markkiefer.com, and then I'll take you there.
Cool. Spell your last name for everybody.
K-E-E-F-E-R.
Okay.
And
M-A-R-K.
Yep.
No C, funky stuff.
No funky.
Okay.
Only when I'm playing. Funky.
That's right, brother.
He can play, too.
So,
he can definitely play.
But I've got a lot of, I've got a long series on there called Drumming for a Lifetime that I've written over the last few years. And just my ideas about playing. I'm into my 40s and playing still, and I want to be playing into my 80s. So
cool. Well, and next segment, I want to pick your brain about a very cool concept that you're involved with about the playing, praying whole thing.
So, tribal.
Yes. Ooh, we're going to talk about that next time. So don't go anywhere.
Yes.
You're going to want to hear about it because it's really cool.
Yes. Tribe is cool.
Yep.
Yeah, how'd that get started, by the way? We can get into it
next segment, mister, because I want to pick his brain.
The
There's a lot to say about
I thought that was pretty clear.
See, I mean, I wanted to know now.
My hands are tied. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you listen to Worship Factory KKLA 99.5 FM, and we are in studio with Mark Kiefer, drummer, sound designer, now film editor. Anybody that's out there, as far as that goes, we'll be right back. We want to stay in studio with Mark to talk a little bit more about the tribe and a little bit about what he's doing, what God's called him to do here at Worship Factory. We'll be right back in KKLA 99.5 FM.
Oh, sovereign God, oh, matchless King, the saints adore, angels sing and fall before the throne of grace. To you belongs the highest praise. These sufferings, this passing time, under your wings I will abide.